helped me learn so much about camping. About 17 years ago that we first met. And it's a tremendous cause that 17 years later, I still have this opportunity to continue to learn from him. He's really, really clean and he didn't ask for mine. And to that, Rabbi Fisher, Rabbi Fisher wants me so badly to call him Yoni, but I can't do that because of the cover that I have. He's always asked me to call him Yoni. And I can't do it. I can never bring myself to do it because of the cover that I have for him. I was reflecting 2 minutes ago that the first time we actually sat down together, we opened up a Gemara Shabbos together. And I told him I've always had difficulty learning Tosfos. I never was really good at learning Tosfos. So he said, okay, let's start learning a Tosfos. And we were learning about the Tosfos about the time of Davin Mincha. And there are certain key halachas that you have to know about davening mincha. You can't start a meal, you can't start get a haircut. But one of the most important things that actually took place at that time that we were learning together is that we opened the Gemara together, and I've never closed that Gemara. That Gemara has remained open with me in my mind some 15 years later. 16 years later, I've never closed that Gemara. You're probably wondering, what does that mean? I don't walk around with a little pocket Gemara in my pocket. Although I do have the Art Scroll app and I sometimes look at it. But what I mean is that we have an amazing opportunity in our lives. And we think that we separate Chol from Kodesh. That's what we think. We think there's basketball and there's Gemara. We think there's Dougie's. Is Dougie still cool? I don't know.
Bucket.
Yeah.
Bucket.
We think there's the bucket, and we think there's Malava Malka. I really believe that it's all Echa. And it has to be. It has to be Echa. Ma'echa Brusa in Echa. Ma'echa Brusa in doing things right. Not being right. Being butthole. And looking two times and three times at people and learning the Midah of Ahavas Yisrael, which I think is first and foremost, I'm the first to admit, I don't like rules. I never like rules. What I like is boundaries. I like the Dalai Lama's of Halacha. And that's the sugya that I started learning together with Yoni Fisher, Rabbi Gary Weinberg. These two people that are standing in front of you, I'm being honest when I say I'm trembling right now to have this chus to introduce Rabbi Yoni Fisher to you, because these people have been such an impactful influence in my life and really have changed the trajectory of the last 17 years of my life. I tell you, I would not be the person that I am today if not for these two individuals. And the mere fact that we're standing here together, here, in Camp Shoresh, it's the perfect place. It's the Shoresh of it all. This is our beginning. And while we don't get to spend every moment together, I'm telling you that Rabbi Gary Beitler, Rabbi Yoni Fisher are always in my heart, in my mind. I think about them all the time. I dream about bigger things that we can do together all the time, because these are real builders of Klal Yisrael. These are builders of people. They care about people. They may have made decisions years ago, and they're willing to change those decisions. You know why? Because they want to do the right thing. They're committed to people and to building Klal Yisrael. So it's a tremendous plus that I invite my dear Yadid Nafshi. I want to say Yoni, but I can't. Rabbi Yoni Fisher, thank you so much. Thank you.
Guys that are on the stage, come to the middle section, please. Guys on the stage, come to the middle section, please.
Oh, sorry that I'm going to be so clever. I'm going to continue. And then I'm going to
Yeah. was like, why would I ruin it by by saying something? We'll do one thing after. Not just is going to be a tough one. There's a lot that I want to share, which is always good when there's a lot to share, because when we speak and talking, I say this pshat over many, many times, Aboicher b'shirei zimra, in certain circumstances, as Reb Simcha Bunim says, that it's that which we don't express, is really who we are and the essence of who we are. Haboicher b'shirei zimra, he says the double lashon of shirei and zimra, that the song of the song. So shirei also means leftovers. So Hashem chooses that which I didn't express. Sometimes when a person says something, so you sort of limit it. You make it very machshava and dibur and maisa. But machshava is very, very deep. Very, very deep, a person's thoughts. What's in a person's head, what you can't express. I'm sitting next to Rabbi Beitler. Whatever I'm going to say will not do justice to whatever it means. My relationship with Rabbi Beitler, I can't properly express. I could talk a little bit about it, and like Dov said before, it's a schus, Dov, that you're here. It's a lot. It's like when there's a yomtiv, you know, and your family's together and everyone's there, and it's, you know, and you're there with everyone, and there's deep feelings. It's just, you just want to like stop. I'm talking about myself. Besides the fact that I could listen to Shlomo and Avi together, to sing together, all of us, to sing Maishi Les Yehuda the Friday night, I can't live without you, I can't do this without you. So deep to be together here, right now. And for me personally, it's very, very deep. And I just want to share really two things. I just want to share two thoughts. Two thoughts. One is, and Rabbi Beitler is going to kill me for this, possibly, for saying this, but I think that I have to say it. I have to say it because Hanoisein matana lechaveroi tzorich loidiyoi. Right? The Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu gave Shabbos when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Shabbos to Moshe Rabbeinu. When you give someone a present, you have to tell them. You have to tell a person. When a person has something, it's good to tell them. It's good to tell them what they have. That's why people together are amazing. You could tell this guy you're awesome, and that guy could tell you that you're awesome, because sometimes it's hard to feel that that I'm awesome. So I feel good when someone tells me you're great. Or if someone tells me that you can do it, or if someone tells me that you are special, or you're this, we need each other. We need each other to remind ourselves of who we are. to remind ourselves of who we are. The machshava that I had about Rabbi Beiler that I just want to share is that a person could be makab, a selach harav, uknelach hachaver. A person can make somebody a Rebbe. People think to have a Rebbe, whatever it means, we have to learn what it means to have a Rebbe. Let's start with that. We have to learn what it is to have a Rebbe. He's my Rebbe. He's a Rebbe. He has a beard. He doesn't have a beard. He davens along Shema Esrei. He doesn't daven along Shema Esrei. They call him Rebbe. Am I supposed to say you? Am I supposed to talk in third person? Is he my friend? Am I supposed to play basketball with him? Am I this? Am I not? It's complicated. It is. Why? Because having a Rebbe is very powerful. Having a Rebbe is very, very strong. Asei lecha rav, kenei lecha chaver. Kenei lecha chaver. Asei lecha rav, kenei lecha chaver. The nekuda that I want to say is that people like to belong, which is beautiful. You belong. I go to Shoresh. I belong. It's important. Whatever yeshiva you go to, I belong. We're part of something. You belong. It's beautiful, 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 beautiful. We need it. We need to belong. To be an individual, to be a yachid is very, very powerful. The challenge of belonging is jealousy. The challenge of belonging is copying. The challenge of being part of something is that you could lose yourself. You could lose yourself. We need each other. We need each other, like I said before, to help me. We need each other to find ourselves. But you could lose yourself if you're just part of something. You could lose yourself. Because you could say, okay, I click right in. I click right in. That's what I'm doing. And then you get bothered. I don't know if I'm going to be able to say the Tzidkas HaTzadik. You get bothered by, I'm different. When you're part of a camp, when you're part of a I don't know what the right word is. It's a yeshiva. It's a place of Torah. It's a place of growth. It's a place with chaverim, and there's a dimension that is so powerful, which it's a place of responsibility. It's a place where you're in yeshiva, right? Your Rebbe, the people could talk about clearing off your plate. After you eat, you can talk about bein adam lechaveiro, but to be a have responsibility is what changes when a person is just part of something and then becoming an individual. You could copy responsibility, but at the end of the day, you are being responsible. At the end of the day, I'm being responsible. You could copy someone being responsible, but it's much harder because you're forced in a certain way to be responsible, whatever that word means. You could talk about that, to take achrayus for yourself, to say that I am me. Im ein ani li mi li. That's the Mishnah starts off. Im ein ani li mi li. I gotta be true to me. And even that statement is already like getting worn out a little bit. We gotta like work on being whatever that means, being me. Like, what? Oh, yeah. Ah, I'm part of a crew that's being me. That's already dangerous. It's already dangerous. Oh, I'm part of this that we are trying to be, you know, a certain way. To be true to yourself. To admit, to stand true to yourself. Hineni. That I'm here. That's very, very difficult. And it's difficult at the same time to then be buttled, to be humble to what's going on. Those two ways of sort of living your life, usually people either get sucked up into copying. They get sucked up into copying. I don't even know if the word is copying, to copy. It's not so much copy. It's more like you're afraid, myself included, like afraid just to be me. Like I'm afraid to be me. I'm not getting into like if you have shame and deeper stuff. That's a different conversation. Deeper stuff that you're afraid to go to certain places. I'm talking much easier. A much lighter way. I'm not talking about that I'm afraid to go to my shame. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that with the Tzidka Satadik. But what I'm talking about is Aseh Lecha Rav I'm saying this, maybe Rabbi Beiler won't be so upset that I'm saying it like this. I think he actually might be, Shalom, seeing familiar faces over here. He might be happy that I'm saying it like this. The beauty of camp, the beauty of this matzav, I don't like calling it camp, you know, the beauty of this and the beauty of having leadership is that synergy, you know what synergy is? Synergy is we both can lift up, I can lift up 100 pounds, you can lift up 100 pounds. Together we can lift up more than 200 pounds. One and one does not equal two, it equals three. Two people, it's a halach and Shabbos, and the Gemara and Shabbos talks about it, about caring. So when I do something together with somebody else, I'm even stronger. When you have a situation and you have a person, see in life, what happens is we're attracted to Rebbeim who are letting us and telling us, just be me, just be you. And we need to remind ourselves in a world where everyone's telling you who to be. But then you have old school. Old school's like, don't worry about who you are. Get up early and go to work and be responsible. That's how the old school, right? I'm even doing it like with my voice a little bit. I don't know why I did that with my voice and the other one I didn't. But the old school is just who cares about your feelings? Who cares about being you? Get the job done. And the beauty of being in a makom like this and being with someone who I think is someone who I know as a friend, as a working with, as a chaver, as a aseh lecha rav as well, as people, working with people who are, and it's deep. I'm gonna tell you something, it's deep. It's deep, and I'm talking a little bit to the guys in yeshiva and the guys who I know, and I think it applies to everybody here. You have to realize, you don't have to realize anything. Let me say it better than that. You don't have to realize anything. I want to share how subtle means that you can't just see it and touch it like that. It does. You can't just see it. You can't. I don't know if you still do this, Rabbi Beiler. I have scenes. I hope you still do whatever. Whatever you do is you know what you're doing. I have scenes of like driving a golf cart over here at, I don't even know what time it was at night, whether it was 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock or 11 o'clock, because camp, there's no really time. Even though Rabbi Beiler is a little has more of that. And watching, it's a scene that is a holy scene. Watching Rabbi Beiler, I hope I'm allowed to say this, with his sweat, with his hood, he still does it. He does it? No? Yeah? Driving around, but I want you guys to hear the subtlety of this. It's like a father. It's like a father, and I hope on all, everybody here that you will be this father. I pray for everybody here, myself included. My kids are already. I don't really do this so much, but I could do it still more. To check on your kids when they're going to sleep. It's not a varden like, oh. Yeah, there's a rule, you have to, this is that. When you care about someone, watching Rabbi Beiler, I remember seeing, I was like, what, you know, you still have the limousine? In a beautiful golf cart, you guys are like, well, I mean, every golf cart's beautiful in camp, but I'm saying, aesthetically, it was a beautiful golf cart. Why am I talking about this? This is a memory. What is it? Do you remember it, Maji? You remember it?
It's like out of the blue, I'm getting red.
Oh, okay, right. Very good. That's good. Watching Rabbi Beitler on the basketball court, making sure, know what that's called? That's called kit. It's subtle. People can get confused. What's the line? I was going to make up this line. Schluss your father a little bit, I think, because I remember someone told me, let me say the line. The line was something like, if someone doesn't think you care about him, you could say the nicest thing in the world, and they're not going to take it as anything. They might think that you were mean. They might think you're mean. But when you know that somebody cares about you, they could say the harshest thing, and you know that they love you. People think it's about, of course, we have to talk nicely to people, of course. Of course we have to talk nicely. But you can say harsh things, and you could be harsh and say, this is responsibility. This is what I need. This is what is needed for the camp. This is what is needed for your bunk. And not to interpret that, to be able to tap in, because that's a din in you. Meaning if you can't, of course, we could blame the rabbi. You could blame whoever it is to say, he's got to say it to me nicer. But I'm saying one thing to everybody here, and this is good. I don't mean to gaslight anyone. It's the first week of camp. I don't know if you guys know what gaslighting is. Hopefully. I'm not trying to invalidate anyone's stuff, but I'm just saying that Rabbi Beitler cares. He cares. He cares on a deep, 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 deep way. And when you learn, it's like it says, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, this for sure you're going to think I'm crazy for saying this, it says you have to be careful for the words of the Chachamim, because it's Neshichasim Neshichas Nachash. And their bite is like, it's rough sometimes to hear the truth. Sometimes it's hard, especially when you're in camp. It's like, but in a certain way, you're open to hear maybe something that might be true. How many things about us in the summer, in the camp, when we're doing something, when we're taking responsibility, we're in a place where I could be me and take responsibility in that. How I might be in a place where I could really tap in to things that I wasn't able to tap into. You could tap into yourself. You could truly tap into yourself. The whole theme over here, and I never went to camp here. I mean, wasn't camp. I know where it starts. I know the Rav. I know Rabbi Beitler. I know that it starts at the top. And I know it starts when you're a person who's imeina nili nili. When you're doing your thing, but you're kshani lasvimwani, I would ask myself how I connect to that. How do I connect to things that I'm being me, and I'm being true to me, and I'm also able to be together with everybody. I'm able to be machazik. I'm able to learn about myself. I want to just end off with one thing. So if I didn't make it clear, if I didn't say my message clear, my message is that Baruch Hashem, in our generation, how many years you this is, we don't want to say, but how many? 20 years. As much as things change, this is just an important thing. As much as like things change, and quote unquote generations change, Torah and principles don't change. It never changes. It'll never change. Never changes. You might be dealing more with emotional things. You might be dealing with more challenges that are this, that are that. Just like what happened with the war with Eretz Yisrael. So Iran's now doing this, and now the Houthis, and now this one. That's not new. That's not new. Ein chadash tachas hashemesh. That's not new. That's not new. Whatever you're dealing with, when you have people around you, when we have people around us who understand how to be an individual, everybody here, I myself included, I want to be as true to me as I can be. And at the same time, I don't want to be alone. I want to be with everybody. And when you're in a situation where you're with a person and you're with people who know how to do that, it's very, very, I'm just suggesting, especially in the summer, in camp, where things are slower, where you're not on your phone so much, you're able to process more, to try and like open yourself up a little bit to listen to what talks to you more here. Is it the, what am I missing? You could probably identify with yourself. Where am I weaker? Am I weaker in the emein ani li mili? Or am I weaker in the kshani la'atzmi mani? Am I weaker at being true to myself? Am I so jealous of everybody? Can I not like, and it hurts me inside that I'm so jealous? Or I'm so self-centered that I don't even think about anybody else? That's just one example. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll end off with this. I'll end off. Okay, you know what? I'll just read the. I don't find it. Rav Tzadik says a very powerful piece, and he says that. Yeah, you know what? Thank you, Avya. I'm just going to read this to end off with this. And Rav Tzadik says, Tzidkas HaTzadik. In Tzidkas HaTzadik, he says, Kol Adam Yeshloi, it's Kuf Pei Aleph, if anybody wants to look it up. Kol Adam Yeshloi Chemdam Yuchedes. Everybody has something so personal that they yearn for, that they want. Uba'osa davar shechemdasa v'tavaso goveres b'yoyser. Not getting into the difference between Chemda and Taiva. The Goyin talks about the difference between, well, I'll say it right now quickly, it's a good one to know. Chemda means you love something, but it's not physical. People love money, but they don't love the physical money. You love a car, you love the physical car. It might bring you physical comfort. Taivas achila, taivas nashim, that's physical. So taiva is I want, that's a good thing to identify with yourself as well. Do I have taivas more, or do I have chemda more? Where's my yearning more? Usually if you're a guy, taiva usually connects more to laziness. This is all the gra. It's more laziness. Chemda is you're very, very motivated. You're very, very motivated, but you're motivated for status. Some people have both, very powerful. And as Rav Tzadik's going to say, if you have both of them that are very powerful, some people are like big bali taiva, and they sit around and it's hard. The laziness, and it's hard. It's very hard. That's what Rav Tzadik's talking about. Some people are able to get up early and work very hard, but they need status, they need covet, they need people to recognize them. And some people have both of them very, 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 very strong. And Rav Tzadik says, guess what? It's good news. Yeah, Ari knows what I'm going to say. It means in that area you are a kli muchan lekabel birchas Hashem. It means that in that area you are incredible. Rav Tzadik says, if you're a big, big Baal Taiva, get excited. Get excited. Because that means you have so much power. You have so much power. We spoke about this a few weeks ago at a Baal. That's why it's called a Baal Taiva. He's the owner of Taiva. An owner can do anything that he wants to do with it. An owner can make any decision he wants. The Baal Taiva is that he's an owner of his Taiva. The Taiva doesn't have you. You're an owner on that. And Rav Tzadik says over here, he says, when a person takes that, and I know for a fact, that us being here together, being in Camp Shoresh, being under the leadership of Rabbi Beitler, being under the leadership, I have to mention Morty Samowitz, being involved, yeah, Morty Samowitz. People who are not just true to themselves. Not just true to themselves, which is a high level. But they have both. They're responsible. They take responsibility. Sometimes people when they can weaken in that. I gotta do what I gotta do and be true to myself, and therefore, you know, I'm gonna do whatever I gotta do to do whatever I gotta do. It's very hard to find people who have the mixture, who have a mixture of both, that they're true to themselves and they're humble to bring everybody together. And that's powerful. And I think in camp, and especially in this camp, especially in this Mukum, you can tap, everyone can tap into that. It's very clear over here to me. To me, that's very clear. And I'll end off with this piece that Tzaddik says. But Tzaddik says that once you realize that whatever you're going through, your jealousy, your image seeking, your difficulty of being you, or your difficulty of being someone who's looking outside of himself, whichever one you're struggling with, is from Hashem. That's from Hashem. That's from Hashem. And Hashem wants us to listen, not to listen in the way you think I'm saying, to listen to Him. To listen to that. To listen to you within yourself. To hear what it is. To hear. To speak to Rabbi Beiler. To ask somebody. To ask somebody. To asay l'charav. Rabbi Beiler is someone who I will not call him by his first name. I call him Harav. I'll call Rabbi Beiler. Rabbi Beiler, I want to say also, by the way, I meant to start off like this, for your brother. Oh, I met your brother here. We're meeting him here. His brother, Rabbi David Beiler, Rabbi Beiler was a tzaddik of a yid. Tzaddik. From one of the most humble people I ever met in my life. One of the most humble people. His older brother, Lahad Mosheim Mosheim. Just humble. Whenever I get your name on the phone, his name, I'm told it. What is it? What is humility? People think humility is like, you know, feeling bad about yourself. Humility is power. Humility is I have a taiva problem. I have taivas. Yes, I'm jealous. Yes, I'm jealous. Yes, that guy's better at ball than I am. I'm jealous. Yes, that guy's more popular than I am. I'm jealous. Welcome to planet Earth. Welcome to a Mishnah that says Akina Vahataiva. We'll start with Kina Vahataiva, right? Vahakovid. They had it in the times of the Tanaim also. Akina Vahataiva Vahakovid. Moitzin es ha'adam min ha'olam. But what separates people who are able to hopefully deal with it is the one who accepts it and says, as Reb Tzaddik said, I saw this line on Shabbos, unbelievable. Reb Tzaddik says, this is crazy. He says, I didn't see the actual piece, I saw it in a footnote. He says that the lev is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The lev is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The heart is the holiest of the holy. Because the biggest thing that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from us is to tap in and to hear, to listen to your mission. What's my mission? And camp is an incredible, this forum is a much easier forum to do it because it's shorter, it's focused. There are millions of things that could help a person. I think it's, you guys just started. It's a week into camp. Hashem should help you all. It's incredible to sit next to Rabbi Beiler. It's incredible to sit here with all of you, to sit here in camp. Dove. And my humble blessing to everybody here. Just like myself, over here you can tap into something that you can't tap into during the year. There's something here you can tap into. There's something here you can tap into. You don't have to force it. You don't have to force to tap in. We should be zocha shmia, the heart. The Kodesh Kodashim is the place where we listen from. That's the place. Shmia is not in your ears. It's in your heart. It's in your heart. It's in your heart. Sometimes we're scared of that. We're scared of like what that feel. I said to both Dove, Rabbi Beiler, when I was walking here, I said I didn't want to talk. I don't like sometimes. It's good not to talk sometimes. because you and people sometimes who talk and talk a lot of times because they don't want to feel they don't want to feel. It's hard to feel. So when you talk, it's like distracting a little bit. It's hard to like sit to feel, because that's the Kodesh HaKadosh. That's the Kodesh HaKadosh. Kodesh HaKadosh. That's why us in 2025, the Gula is here. The Gula is around the corner. That's why everyone's talks about feelings and feelings and feelings and feelings and feelings. That's the Kodesh HaKadosh. The Moyach to the Lev, my head to my heart. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for having me here. And we should be zoicha, each and every one of us, to as the tzaddikim say, the ani is in galus. What's in galus? The ani is in galus. Al hechali, we're in Tamas of al hechali efka. Al hechali efka. On my b'shachanti b'soicham b'soich kol echad ve'echad. We should be zoicha, each and every one of us, to have an incredible, safe, beautiful, incredible summer, to be mashpia, to tap into yours, to have time for yourself, to give to others, and to learn from big people over here. You should be zoche to learn from each other, and from Rabbi Beiler, and from everyone, from everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Fisher. Guys, you can get back to the bunk, please.